735 at 89.5 KWGS. Good morning. I'm John Durkee. This morning, Everyday People, KWGS special correspondent Gail Bansett introduces us to a Tulsa photojournalist and his work.
So, Tommy, I'm working on this deal where I photograph a different person in Tulsa every single day of the year.
Okay.
So every day I meet somebody new and hear a little bit about them, what they do, and you would be my portrait for today?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's...
Just before the new year, Tulsa world photographer John Clanton visits a Midtown grocery store to find his next subject. It's day 362 of his year-long project, and grocery bagger Tommy Wallace poses for a photo. Clanton had a busy year in 2012. Besides his regular newspaper assignments, there was the daily task of asking permission to take a person's photograph. His record was 5 refusals in one day, but he says it always worked out.
But then you find the fifth or sixth person is the perfect person for that day, and they kind of make your day.
Clanton worked at the Tulsa World for 5 years before moving away and taking a different job. When he returned to Tulsa and his former employer, he was looking for a way to reconnect with the city.
I wanted to meet people that I had known years before, but also meet new people and get into new parts of town and places I wouldn't otherwise go. And so I had this idea like last November, right after I got back, the challenge of meeting a new person every day.
So with his camera in tow, he kicked off 2012 in search of his first photograph.
I went to a church in North Tulsa on Sunday, the day the year 2012 started, and got a guy that was answering the door, ushering people into the door. No rules about how I find people to photograph. Some of them are totally random.
Day by day, the pictures began to stack up, and Clanton posted each of them on the Tulsa World website under the title Everyday People. A mix of colors, expressions, and backgrounds, the photos document Tulsa and its people in 2012.
So, you know, looking at the calendar last December, thinking every single day I had to get a picture seemed overwhelming, but when you're in the middle of it, it doesn't really. I mean, I love this work. I love meeting people. This is my favorite part of being a journalist, is going out and hearing people's stories and photographing them.
Clanton photographed his subjects using a Canon 5D Mark II camera and a 50mm lens at 1.4. He didn't use any reflectors or flashes, only the light already available. That way, Clanton says each person is seen through the same lens.
The CEO gets photographed exactly the same as the homeless person. Everybody is seen the same way.
Clanton reviews the photos posted online, each accompanied by a brief description of that person. He says he remembers them all, but certain photos will always be special.
For example, this guy is a friend of mine. He was a photographer for the Norman Transcript for years, and that was the last time I ever saw him. He died not long after that.
From the interesting, wonderful, and sometimes bizarre personalities he encountered in 2012, Clanton says the project taught him a lot about people.
I love the idea that we all have that thing that we're into. Everybody's got their passion. It could be your work, it could be your pastime, but everybody's got something they really care about. They'll usually share it with you if you ask them about it.
The complete collection of Everyday People photos is available at TulsaWorld.com and on exhibit at the Henry Zero Center for Art and Education in the Brady Arts District until January 20th. The exhibit includes one bonus photo for day 366, photographer John Clanton himself. For KWGS News, I'm Gail Bansett.
7:39 now. Traffic and weather comes up in 10 minutes. You are listening to Morning Edition on Public Radio 89.5 KWGS.